my favorite new band name, Cigarettes After Sex, with Apocalypse here on 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. Ted Leo with a brand new solo album. Of course, he fronted the Pharmacist during the 90s. He did that great album with Amy Mann a couple of years ago. They called themselves The Both, but he's got a new solo album called The Hanged Man. And from that, we heard Can't Go Back. Was Norah Jones along with David Rawlings and Gillian Welsh. We heard Lou Reed taking a walk on the wild side, and brand new music from Lily Hyatt, the night that David Bowie died, got us started out. It's 8:27. It's the middle of the week. It's Morning Line on 90.3 KMBA. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chithlick, and you're tuned into the Our Community segment, where we have an arts and events calendar. The theme today is history and mystery. So part of the arts and events calendar today at the...
I'm glad we had a theme, because we don't usually have a theme. It's great. It's innovative stuff.
The Alaska Native Studies program at UA and the Department of History are hosting a fall lecture series, and tonight's event is at 5:30 at the Beartooth Theater, featuring Zani Gorman, a historian. And so that's tonight at the Beartooth. And tomorrow, well, there's an event right up the street here in Mountain View at the Mountain View Public Library. It's part of the Cleo Arctica Women in History. Finding a Female Voice in Alaska History is the name of it. And Brittany Rutherford will be the... person that's presenting. There was this case, this murder trial a while back down in Sitka, and she covered it as an independent journalist. And so her talk is called Memory on Trial, One Journalist's Search for Truth and Justice in Alaska's Deadliest Unsolved Murder Case. So that's coming up tomorrow night at the Mountain View Public Library.
Okay, thanks very much, Frank. It's all about murders this morning on Morning Line. Coming to Cyrano's already, actually, is Alfred Hitchcock's comic thriller, The 39 Steps, and I want to welcome the person in the lead role from that play, Jensen Seifert, joins us on Morning Line. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Very welcome. And well-known director to Anchorage audiences, Krista Schwerting, is directing the play, and welcome back.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
So here's the deal. The 39 Steps was this big British movie back in the 1930s, and the promo for it for Cyrano says Alfred Hitchcock's comic thriller. I didn't know this was a comedy.
That's because it wasn't a comedy when Alfred Hitchcock first directed it as a movie in 1935. It was a very straightforward spy thriller. There were Nazis. There were murdered women who were trying to get to the bottom of, you know, a spy ring, and our hapless hero trying to take over from the murdered woman to save British air secrets and prevent another world war, which, of course, he doesn't quite manage to do. But it was a very serious, very noir-y black and white movie from 1935, and the adaptation of it takes that and has all of the basic characters and all of the basic plot, but then transforms it into a four-person farce that is lovingly poking fun at all of the Hitchcock conventions.
Well, you know, I have to ask that because the original movie, which I admittedly have not seen, the first thing I said was, Krista, I got to apologize. I've never seen the movie, so I don't have any idea what the play is. And can I quote you?
You can.
You said the movie was horrible.
You know, I love Alfred Hitchcock, and I have seen not every movie that he ever directed, but I will say I've probably seen 70% of them, and this is not one of his great movies.
I'm looking at the web here, and it's won the 1935 Best Film from Great Britain and all these awards, and you're like, what? Are we talking about the same thing?
I mean, I think what it has going for it is it's this very moody black and white movie, but the acting's not very good, and it's slow, and it's clunky, and it takes place in about 40 different locations, all of which are done on sound stages, so they don't look particularly convincing. The plot is great. He basically remade The 39 Steps as North by Northwest, which is a terrific movie. They share essentially the same plot. And so what our playwright, Patrick Barlow, has done is take this clunky little movie from 1935, not one of Hitchcock's better known films, and made it into a comic. It is still it's still a thriller. There's still the spy ring. There's still our hero trying to get to the bottom of it and, you know, prevent British secrets from being let out to the Nazis. But it reimagines it in a way that we are forced to use a lot of our imagination in terms of setting different locations and four actors are running around as if their lives depend on it, playing, I think it's 50-plus characters.
Wow. Okay, so and would want to mention also Patrick Barlow. His adaptation won a Tony Award and some other awards, too. So, Jensen, let me ask you about this, because this has got some very interesting dynamics. There's all these characters in this play, but you're the only one who has, well, the main role, but the other three people in the play play all these other parts, but you've got to anchor it down and play the one role, the lead role. Talk about the lead character first.
Oh, well, he's quite the unique person. He's your fairly typical Englishman in the 1930s.
This is just Joe Schmo, right?
Pretty much. But he's at a unique point in his life where he's a little tired and jaded and looking for some excitement, maybe a midlife crisis in a sense. And so the story brings a plot into his life where he has the opportunity to choose to go on an adventure or not. So it's pretty exciting.
And you are you've acted for many, many, many decades here. This is what, your third play?
Yes, so this is my third.
This would be, I mean, this would scare the heck out of me if I was relatively new to acting and I've got this lead role and then all these other people there and I'm the big anchor. Have you ever done anything with this sort of dynamics with a cast?
No.
How does it work?
It's pretty interesting. The creative process in creating how we wanted to move through our scenes and set up different, the different variations of what's happening on stage. We have to use our imaginations and think in different ways. You know, we're on a train at one point, and then we're jumping off of the train. And so you can't put a train in the theater house, so we've got to get really, really creative. And these scenes change very quickly. And the part that's also very unique is the other actors changing characters rapidly, sometimes back and forth, many times within just a few moments. And I applaud my fellow actors, Sarah, Alex, and Jeremy. They're doing an incredible job, and their ability to do what they do has made it easier for me to be locked into my character and to relax in that. I'm not sure I'd be able to do some of the things they're doing at this stage of my acting career.
You know, some of the times we read about, you know, especially, I mean, it's not like you get to, you show a movie in a theater and it's out for 6 months and you go, you know, I really don't like scene one. Let's go film that one over. But sometimes on the stage, you get a day or two into it and you go, you know, I can think of something that might work a little bit better here. Or, I mean, has there been any sort of that process, any sort of massaging things as you go along so far? Because you've been doing this for a few days.
Yes, absolutely. And that's been great working with Krista. She's given us the freedom to do that and to explore, even, you know, right up to our opening night and into opening night. We had the opportunity to play with some scenes and see if things worked better than what we had been doing. And it really has helped the play in general.
Okay. It is the 39 Steps is playing at Cyrano's through on weekends through November the 19th, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday shows at 7 p.m., and, of course, the Sunday matinee shows at 3 o'clock. Our guests this morning are actor Jensen Seifert, and director Krista Schwarting. And, Krista, you've done a whole lot of different plays here, from one of my favorite Vonnegut plays we were talking about before we went on air, Happy Birthday, Wanda June, but you've done... you've acted in that. You've done a lot of directing around town. Is there anything that you found, you know, with your experience? And I was kidding Jensen about his experience, but you are a veteran. Anything? Any new ahas, epiphanies with doing the 39 Steps?
So I haven't done a lot of really broad comedy and farce work. That is incredibly difficult. I did a show called All the Great Books Abridged at Cyrano's a few years ago where three actors cycled through about 100 book plots in the space of 90 minutes. And that's the closest thing I've done to this show. But as Jensen said, because we are creating a train, somebody hanging off a bridge, a chase with a plane across the Scottish moors where Jensen's character is being shot at, which is, by the way, lifted from North by Northwest and plopped into this play. It takes a great deal of imagination and really developing an ensemble feeling with the actors. I mean, Jensen is the lead of the show because it is Richard Hannay's story, but it was an incredibly collaborative process in the room where everyone got to bring in their ideas. And as Jensen said, we kept trying things and figuring out what worked. And then we brought an audience in, and then we made even a few more tweaks. So this kind of really fast, verbal, physical comedy is incredibly challenging.
Okay. So it's happening now. The shows are located at 3800 DeBar Road. Am I reading that right here?
You are, just a stone's throw from here.
I'm so used to Sterno's in downtown. So, yeah, just across the street practically. It's the 39 Steps, Patrick Barlow's comical adaptation of the 39 Steps, an irreverent adaptation of Hitchcock's classic mystery thriller film of 1935, which is this huge, huge, huge award winner, even though we're totally dissing it today. So, now, just one thing, we get set to wrap up here, but is this sort of a romance thing? I mean, Jensen, did you fall in love with the girl who gets murdered and get involved that way, or do we not want to give away too much?
Well, yeah, can't say too much. Don't want to spoil it for anybody, but there is a fair amount of romance taking place on stage at different times.
Okay, all age show?
You know, I classify it as like a PG. There's not a lot of swearing. There might be a little bit of implied violence, but nothing that's actually graphic. I mean, honestly, any kid has seen worse than this on TV. Okay.
All right, very good. As we get set to wrap up, Christy, anything else you want to add?
I just want to mention that we're trying something new for this run because we do have a short 3-week run. We're trying out some Saturday matinees, which actually if people wanted to bring their kids, that would be a great time to do it. So we're going to do 2 Saturday matinees. We're going to do one this coming weekend, Saturday the 11th, and then we're going to do Saturday the 18th at 2 o'clock. We would love to get people who, you know, would rather not stay up later on their Friday and Saturday nights. Come on in. Bring the kids. It'll be a great afternoon of fun.
Fantastic. Krista, thanks so much for joining us
on
Morning Line. Jensen, anything to add?
Just following along with Krista, this is a really exciting play. If you've never gone to the theater before, this is a great one to start with. Getting to see all the different conventions and unique things that happen on a stage with a TV screen.
Okay. Get your feet wet on stage with something just a little bit off kilter. Jensen and Krista, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line. It's 20 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. Music from Jackson Browne and Calexico still to come.
The Department of Interior Office of Special Trustee is searching for Alaska Native and American Indian individual Indian money account holders whose whereabouts are unknown. Some of these individuals have had funds deposited into their accounts. However, those funds will be forfeited in mid-November if the address is not updated. Visit doi.gov/OST to search OST's whereabouts unknown list for your name or the names of friends and relatives. Learn more at 888-678-6836.